right now on VFN TV. Dutch Sheets prophesies about 2019. As a matter of fact, we have a fresh word that just came in addition to him speaking out a prophetic word. This is going to be amazing 2019. I want you to be encouraged. Get involved in the surge that's going to take place in 2019. As a matter of fact, let's join the program right now.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, I want to tell you right now, you're going to be so encouraged by this program because it is about a prophetic word, historical prophetic word. It's already happened, but what's about to happen in the future prophetic word for 2019, it's going to be an awesome, awesome year. But we're just about to show you Dutch Sheets speaking a prophetic word. But first, this other word just came in from Dutch Sheets. John, can you share with us?
Yes, it's called Prepare for Victory 2019. Mm-hmm. Will bring a great surge of power and momentum. This is Dutch Sheets. I believe 2017 through 2018 will go down in history as a turning point years for America. Certainly there have been other crossroads seasons in our nation's 240 years of existence, but these 2 years have been epic. The exposing of the deep state, certainly not complete, but at least has begun. The confrontation and the interruption under the leadership of President Trump of the left's mad dash to globalism, secularism, amoralism, the halting and the suicidal weakening of our military, the determination of millions of Americans to recapture our roots and our destiny, and the beginning of the shifting control of America from government back to the people, starting with the courts.
That's so powerful.
All these events, he says. Yeah. Have been pivotal.
Have taken place, and this many, many judges have taken place. I know we're getting right into today's program. We want to make sure we get it all to you. You're just going to be encouraged. Be encouraged about 2019. Understand, right before someone starts to go down, and they were trying to fight for control, they will keep it to the last moment, hoping that the lie will keep going. And understand, it just every single time we read about it in the biblical history and just see about it, even. Well, I don't want to talk about particular governments that have fallen, but at the last moment, they still were declaring they were going to rule when there were moments from falling. And America has set, God has set America up to be a light of the gospel in the world. But listen, we first want to join Dutch Sheets right here as he's delivering a prophetic word, very encouraging prophetic word. Let's join him now.
I'll have more to say throughout the weekend, but I'm going to finish by reading, doing something I don't typically do. I'm going to read a lengthy prophecy. I think it just so summarizes where we are. Some of you may have seen this on the Elijah list. It doesn't matter to me if you did or not. You'll like it again. This will take me 10 minutes or so to get through this because I'll probably stop and comment, but this is the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Over the past few years, I've been feeling a sense of urgency over the United States. This is a lady from Australia, by the way. A prophet in Australia. Lana Valzer, I think is her name somewhere. Over the past few days, I've been feeling a sense of urgency over the United States. This was just released about, I don't know, two, three, 4 weeks ago, something like that, recently. So it's an hour. And an excitement in my spirit that the King of Glory is stepping in. As I have leaned into the Lord to seek his heart concerning this, I had an encounter with the Lord where I saw the Lion of Judah. The prayer and the oil. The Lion of Judah positioned over the United States. He was huge, she says. All caps, huge. With each one of his paws placed on the four corners of the United States. He was covering the entire nation. As he was positioned over the nation, he opened his mouth and out came a loud roar. It was a roar of Joel 3:16. The Lord will roar from Zion and thunder from Jerusalem. The earth and the heavens will tremble, but the Lord will be a refuge for his people, a stronghold for the people of Israel. It was the roar of God releasing the fear of God across the nation. And I'm telling you right now, that fear is being seen in different ways. Some of it's a reverential fear, but some of the violence and nonsense you're seeing right now is born of fear. And it's the fear that the Calebs are coming and they're about to lose. The enemy sees what God is doing and hears what God is saying, and he is terrified. It was the roar of God releasing the fear of God across the nation. It was the roar of his authority that decreed, nothing can stand against my power and who I am. As this roar of the Lion of Judah was released, I saw John 3:16 exploding. All around, everywhere the roar went, John 3:16 exploded up out of the ground. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. His roar was being released, demonstrating his power and his authority. But the roar of his heart was releasing the sound of the gospel louder than ever before. This was happening so that the world would know his great love and his power and a greater unlocking to prepare the nation for a mighty harvest of souls. Greatest harvest ever, by the way. We're going to see more people saved in the next 20 years than we've seen the last 2,000. Billion, at least a billion, maybe two. Middle East is going to be rocked. Asia is going to be rocked. America is going to be rocked. As I heard the Lord roar loudly, I could also hear the laugh of God. It was so loud, it shook everything. Nothing could stand against the roar and laugh of God. Instantly, I heard the verse declared in the Spirit from Psalm 2:4, he who sits in the heavens laughs. As soon as I heard this scripture, the Lord spoke to me. Psalm 2:4, listen to me, intercessors. Psalm 2:4 and Psalm 24:7 to 9 are keys right now for the United States. Nothing will stand against my plans and what I am decreeing and establishing within the United States. I am releasing my laugh of victory over the nation. I am stepping in. I am stepping in. Decree it with me. The word says the King of Glory is stepping in. Y'all just do that right now. Y'all just decree the King of Glory is stepping in. Y'all just do it several times. The King of Glory is stepping in. I am releasing my laugh of victory over the nation. I am stepping in. I am stepping in. Decree with me, the King of Glory is stepping in. I am the one who will have the last laugh. For nothing stands against my plans and purposes. I am Yahweh. I then heard the Lord roar loudly again. And this time as he roared, I heard the declaration being made in the Spirit. Quote, all delays broken, all delays broken. Now I decree. And the last thing he said, let me read it to you again so I can get it all in one sentence. All delays broken, all delays broken, delays broken. Now I decree, accelerate. All in caps, he says, accelerate. As the Lord roared over the nation, I watched as his power and justice flowed from his mouth. All delays that were attempting to hinder the mighty extension of his kingdom and plans were suddenly falling. They were suddenly crumbling. They were suddenly coming to nothing. He spoke again. Where there has been a battle of delay, in some ways, I now declare, United States, accelerate further into your new day. United States, accelerate further into your new day. Twice he said it. I could feel it in the atmosphere. The joyful expectation of the power of God being demonstrated in such significant ways across the nation. Breaking delay. Jeremy, come up here and get ready, because we're going to just end this in just a minute.
This is so powerful. Is it not powerful? Yes. Are you encouraged? Listen, we're going to continue. There's more of this word to come. But I just want to encourage you right now. If you're just being touched, you're being encouraged, and maybe you had a negative outlook on what was happening. If you're watching secular news, you probably are.
That's right.
Because for some reason, their voice has been handed over to a negative viewpoint of our country or the future, the Constitution, yeah. God. But that God's turning that all the way around. Well, let us know. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. This is an encouraging time for us to believe the report of the Lord. We're going to hear the rest of this word, including another part of that word that just came out after this break. Join us at the break.
We'll be right back. The Bible censored in public libraries? When the American Library Association published their annual Frequently Challenged Books this past week, alerting the public that censorship is a serious problem, for the first time, the Bible was in the top 10 most challenged books.
And by challenged, they mean documented requests to remove materials from schools or libraries. The Bible is no stranger to controversy. Over the centuries, up to the present day, some find its words, its very presence, controversial. In every century, people have wrestled with what the Bible is, what it means, and where it should reside. And yet...
As Time magazine once said about the Bible... Simply put, it is the most influential book ever written. Engage with the Bible in its enduring impact and influence despite efforts to censor and remove it.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
What belongs to God? And I think I know what Jesus would have said. Whose image is on you? The image on the coin is Caesar's. Give to Caesar that which is Caesar's. Whose image do you bear? Do you know the Judeo-Christian worldview is the only worldview that holds to that? That you're made in the image of God? The Muslim would consider that blasphemous. The Hindu will not accept that because the caste system is intrinsic to his or her faith, where every birth is a rebirth and an accretion of karma from the previous birth is now embodied in yours. Buddhism, a variant of that, but same idea. When you and I are told that we are made in the image of God, the implication is very obvious. We are created with essential worth.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
So now you got racists blaming each other. You got police blaming the people blaming the police. You got parents blaming children, children blaming parents. When are we going to seek his face? When are we going to turn?
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Well, we're going to go back to join Dutch Sheets. He's given this prophetic word, but I want to say to you, remember the fact that God never does anything until he reveals it through his prophets first. And so when you begin to hear what God's going to do, it may not look like it in the natural sense, but God's letting us know what he's going to do. And 2019 is going to be an awesome, awesome beginning of the more unfolding of a third great awakening. Let's join Dutch Sheets now.
We're going to just end this in just a minute. Maybe five, six, seven. As the Lord was roaring over the nation, I could hear the loud sound of intercession from the saints flowing with his roar. And I heard him say, many have heard my roar. Many have heard the rhythm of my roar and are interceding what my heart is decreeing. It is changing a nation from the inside out. Our prayers are making an impact. Our prayers are accomplishing things. It is changing a nation from the inside out. I watched as hard ground was suddenly being broken open by his roar. In the breaking open, quotes, hidden things were being exposed in greater ways, and the victory and justice of the Lord was being released. There was a mighty move of the Spirit of God breaking chains of the hidden things, quotes, hidden things, that have been rooted for so long. These chains in the hidden things had attempted to cause delay in the United States, but were now suddenly breaking, and I watched as wells were opening up. These wells were breaking open, but the thing that struck me was this: out of the wells exploded fire and water. The Lord spoke again. It's time for fire and water. It's time for the fire of my presence, my love, my purification, my revival, and the waters of my spirit to cleanse and flood the nation. It's time for the fire and the water. The time has arrived. The United States will be marked by fire and water. There's a new day of divine marking and commissioning upon the United States. Don't miss that phrase. Let me slow down. There's a day of divine marking and commissioning upon the United States, because we're going to pioneer Hebron in this nation again. And we're going to be recommissioned into our destiny. It's not finished. The Lord showed me that there's a new day of commissioning upon the United States. Man, I feel that. There is another threshold that is about to be crossed over. That is why the Lord is brooding heavily upon his people right now to intercede and partner with him to see the birthing of that which he has decreed. This new day of commissioning upon the United States is about to burst forth. And in this new commissioning, I saw a mighty decree being stamped upon the nation. And the decree that was stamped on the nation said, United States of America, the nation that carries the justice of the Lord. The Lord then spoke to me again. There shall be mighty demonstrations of my divine justice upon the nation like never before. The roar of my justice that is being released over the nation is not only breaking delay, but it is releasing divine impartations of my justice into the land by my spoken word. It is going to be carried in the nation and released into other nations by the decree of my people. Many words have been spoken in and over the nation that have decreed injustice. Where words have been used to release injustice, I am now decreeing that the United States of America shall be known as a nation of my justice as my people continue to rise up, grab hold of what I'm saying, and decree it. There is a mighty birthing of my justice taking place, and it will not be stopped. It will not be hindered. The roar of my justice is being released, and the world will hear it. The sound of my justice being released will resound. As my people seek my heart, hear my voice, and align with my roar of justice that is going to be mightily demonstrated, then there shall be a tidal wave of my justice that will flow into and from this nation. Almost finished. As I continue to watch the Lord roaring over the nation, I heard him say, there shall be no more delay in greater breakthroughs of restoration. As my roar of justice is released, there will be a greater acceleration of restoration. I am drawing lines in the sand over the United States. And I am decreeing, this is the Lord speaking, no more. I am breathing acceleration and the restoration that I have decreed over the United States of America. I am breathing acceleration into the restoration that I have decreed over the United States of America. As the Lord decreed this, I heard the Chris Tomlin song in my spirit. She says, Our God, being sung all across the nation by the people of God. It was being sung almost as a song of the season over the USA, a loud victory cry. The time for a greater demonstration of the triumph of God has arrived, and greater demonstrations of his power. An outstretched arm, there shall be a mighty turnaround. And that song is, you know, water you turn into wine, open the eyes of the blind, no one like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, and so on. I love to receive confirmations like this because that's exactly what I've been hearing in my spirit. We are moving into the season we've been asking for 25 years. And of course, there will be war. Since when has the enemy ever rolled over and said, okay, take it? He's going to fight. But if we persevere and enforce through the victorious name of Jesus, he can't win. So victory is sure. And the Lord says, no more delay. I've been saying for quite some time, the bowls of intercession are filled. He's starting to tip them now. We've been praying for 30 years for what just happened last week. We've been trying to tip the balance of that court that has allowed more evil into this nation in our history than any other group of people ever. 60 million babies. God legislated out of our government, our public schools, the public square, redefining the most sacred institution in the world to God, marriage. This group of people only needed 5 votes to do it. 5 people could rise up and bring that level of a devastation into a nation. 5 out of 9. And though we've tried and tried and tried and tried, couldn't get that final majority vote. Been crying out for 30 years. But 5-4 is not enough. We're going to get 6-3. And we might even get 7-2 before this is over. And they're going to fight just as hard over the next one. They're going to fight harder over the next one. And they're going to fight President Trump. Bless his heart, I don't care about some of his flaws. If he just keeps appointing the right judges, he's going to undo 60 years of curses in this nation. You don't have to like him. Just keep praying that God helps him make the right choices. Enjoy the economy.
This is so exciting when you think the end of delays and this it's, you can see it, you know, behind the scenes. I remember there was a South Korean prophetic man who gave a word before the 2016 elections, and he said, "It doesn't tell America, it doesn't matter who becomes president, if they don't change their judges, it will not change at all."
Wow.
And what we're finding out is over 100 judges, appeals judges, have been changed in the first 2 years of this administration.
It's President Trump, it's President Trump and Senate Leader Mitch McConnell working together to get all those judges confirmed. I think he's outpaced every president in the amount of judges he has appointed.
And that's what you think about it, that, you know, the conservative view, Republicans, whatever, have the Senate still, which is in alignment with the president, which means they can continue to
appoint judges,
and no matter what's going on with all the smoke and the mirrors and stuff. But there's 2 Supreme Court justices that got put on as well.
That's right.
That's huge.
Huge.
You had
possibly
Gorsuch and you had Kavanaugh that was put on. And so you're, you know, potentially looking at 2, maybe 1
3.
Or 2 more.
Yeah.
A total. And that alone, because, you know, presidents come and presidents go, the maximum's 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, judges last for a lifetime.
Yeah.
And so you're looking at just 100 of these judges.
That's amazing.
And most of our cases go to the appeals court at the highest. They don't go all the way up to the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court chooses which courts is going to go on their docket.
And only a few of them make it that far. So most decisions are made, and you see some weird decisions that have been made. They've been made at these appeals courts or these local, you know, the regional federal courts.
Yeah.
And that's changing, you know, as we see it.
Thing.
You know, people are like shopping for their opinions. Well, I know that just recently one judge in Texas, you know, ruled, you know, correctly in regards to legally, that since, you know, originally when they had Affordable Health Care Act, which they nicknamed it the Obamacare, but Affordable Health Care Act, couldn't be put out on people because the Congress cannot force anybody to do something like that. But
because
then,
it was a tax, because the
chief... No, actually it wasn't a tax. And so then they actually put it out there as a law, and then the Supreme Court justice, he said...
John Roberts said it was
John
a tax.
John Roberts, he called it a tax.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not the purpose of the Supreme Court. They're not supposed to be able to that's just wild. But a lot of wild things have happened like that. So now, the only reason that insurance methodology came to pass with the government over healthcare was because of calling it a tax. But once they took away the mandatory tax, it was no longer a tax. And so they just ruled it. So you're looking at these judges can start making one ruling after another ruling after another ruling.
The ruling was that it's unconstitutional.
Correct. That it's unconstitutional. And so you're looking at the fact that we're able to legally take the life of a baby in this mother's womb right now in America is because a judge outside of the laws being made by Congress decided that it was right or whatever legal. But really, the judiciary branch cannot make laws. They can only find out if they're constitutional or not. It has been happening. They've been making laws from the benches. They look at the Constitution as elastic. But understand this, living and breathing is how they look at it. Mm-hmm. But it's not that way. It's the Constitution. This is so important. I know we got to close here, but this Constitution is so important that they cannot take America down because of God's will. And because of the wisdom that God gave the founders to be able to write this Constitution that keeps them and say, it says that the people of America are the leaders of America and the government is lent the opportunity to be the leader for a season. It's called representative government. It's a government by the people and for the people. And so don't let anybody sell you on taking the Constitution out, undoing it, saying it's a bunch of negative rights, all these things they said in the historical past administrations. We need to keep this because, it's just so important. I can't go into details about it. This is exciting. This word has gone forth about 2019. We've got to close in prayer, but I want to hear, comment below. John, I love to hear from you. All of us on our team love to hear from you. You know, your thoughts, your prayers. Also, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. But before we go right now, I just want to encourage you. I want to let you know that, obviously God's grace is on America. God shed his grace on thee. Well, we're seeing that take place. And I want you just to lock into that good report and begin to believe God for this awesome report and this turning of where our nation's going. Pray for a president who's actually for the Constitution. He's for the baby in the womb. He's for the freedom of religion in this nation, and he's for Israel. Come on. What can you ask for in the context of that? I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience. I pray a blessing over their homes and families and their businesses, God. I pray that you would encourage them, Lord, that you would inspire that minister right now that's feeling downcast and feeling hopeless. I just speak hope into you in Jesus' name and healing, Lord. And I ask you right now, dear God, end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. God bless. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.